This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're going to now do Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. We're going to start three lines from the bottom on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Until now, we said, Mayim She'ein Lohem Soif, oh, the woman cannot get married, maybe the guy survived. Mayim She'esh Lohem Soif, the Chachamim say, there's nothing to worry about. Because there's nothing to be concerned about. If it's Mayim She'esh Lohem Soif, there's no way the guy could have emerged. However, Rav Meir says we're always Choshesh. We'll see Rav Meir Shita more on Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Nafan Lugoy V'arayis. If somebody fell into a lion's den, if anyone here is named Daniel, thinking about falling into lion's dens, it's a little bit nerve-wracking. But if somebody fell into a lion's den, Ein me'idin alav. You can't testify about that, you know, because maybe the lions aren't hungry. Lions aren't always hungry. L'chafura melein l'chash akram, but if it's a pit full of snakes and scorpions, me'idin alav, you could testify that the guy died. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro says, Afle chafura melein l'chash akram, even to a pit full of snakes and scorpions, Ein me'idin alav, you cannot testify. Why? Chayshinan shema chaverhu. Maybe he's a snake charmer. It's a big deal. He falls into a pit of snakes and scorpions. So you play the flute, and then the snake, you know, gets up on and starts wiggling around, right? So that's not a big deal. V'tanakama. Tanakama says, you're not going to be able to start charming snakes when you fall flat on 50 snakes and you fall on them. There's no time then to pull out that flute and start charming them. Agav itzitza mazkile. Because of the pressure of you falling on them, they're going to harm you. But in a snake den, Yosef, yeah. I mean, that's why the brothers try to kill him, right? But if you fall into a lion's den, there's room. Lion's dens are very roomy. It's very comfortable in a lion's den. Tak, if you fall into a crowded lion's den, then even if they're not hungry, they'll be hungry. Tan Rabbanan, nafal l'tuch kivshan ha'esh. Somebody falls into a furnace. Mi'idin alav. You could testify about him. Liyoira, what? Yeah, Daniel, Yosef, and Avram. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. I'm thinking about my grandfather. He was in the Kivshan Ha'esh. He was in the crematoria, and they yanked him out. But you could testify that the person passed away. Liyoira Mleya Yayin V'Shemen, into a pot full of wine and oil. Mi'idin Olav. You could testify. I mean, you throw the guy in. Yeah, but you throw the guy in, some of the juice spills out, and maybe it's going to put out the fire. So the Gemara is going to address this. Mishum Rabbi Acha Amru, the name of Acha, they said, Shal Shemen Mi'idin Olav, Mimneishu Mavir Shal Yayin, Mimneishu Mavir. Oil, you could testify the guy died, because it will just, the oil that spritzes on the fire just ignites it more. And it doesn't cause the fire to subside. Shal yayin, but if somebody falls into wine, ein me'idin alav. You can't test that because the wine that spills over will extinguish the fire, m'neishu mechaba. But the Tanakama, the Chacham Samralai, t'chilasim mechaba sev mafer. You're right, maybe for a little bit it will put it out, but then ultimately it will cause it to become it will ignite more. Fine. So Rav Meir tells us the story. Rav Meir tells us a story about a guy who survived in the pit of water for 3 days. By the way, I read this morning, there was a fisherman in Brazil, and he fell off, either he was standing in the water or he fell off a boat, and somehow a freezer capsized with him. And you look it up after this year. and he hung out in an open freezer for 11 days. I don't think he had food. It's interesting, the Meiri said, and they found him after 11 days, and they saved him. The Meiri says, we're going to see how long a person could survive without food. I mamish read this morning. It was on one, you know. The Meiri says there's a tradition, it's not a halachic tradition, that you could survive without food for 9 or 10 days. I don't know, what does science say? What do the doctors say about that? No. But... What? I don't know, because you can't drink water. You can't drink the ocean water. He had a Poland Spring machine there in the freezer. He had one of those buttons, you know. But he said while he was in the freezer, sharks came and circled the freezer. But anyway, Rav Meir said the guy survived for 3 days. Tanya Amru Lo the Rameh, says Rameh, in Maskir Masanis and Shkoyach, the guy survived. So you're gonna tell me like a story of Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah? That's a miraculous story. Says Gemara, my Masanisim. What was miraculous about it? So I would say, what was miraculous about it? The fact that he didn't breathe for 3 days. That seems to be somewhat miraculous, but the Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says, Ilay Madoi Achav La Yishti, if he didn't eat and drink, Vaksiv. But it says, Vitsumo alai, v'al toichelu, v'al tishtu, shloish es yomim, laila v'yom, don't eat and don't drink. That means you could go 3 days without eating and drinking. By the way, many achorinim say they didn't fast mamish 3 days. Some say they ate a little bit less than a kezayis, or it was not consecutive. But this Gemara clearly is mashna, they bechlal did not eat for 72 hours. I think even the Gemara says, Uvechein is 72. Gematria is 72 hours. They didn't eat or drink. Elo deloy naim. The chiddush is not they didn't eat. The chiddush is he didn't sleep. Damar Rabbi Yochanan. You can't go 3 days without sleeping. Shavua shalish and shalish yomim. Somebody takes an oath. He's not going to sleep for 3 days. Malkinoisai. We whip him. Because it's a shavua shav v'yashal altan. He can go to sleep right away because it's not chal. So the miracle is that he didn't sleep. So then how could Rav Meir invoke this as a proof that a person could survive for 3 days if anyway it was a miracle that he survived? Masanisim, Rav Meir, my taima, what would Rav Meir say back? How could he invoke this as a proof? Amar Rav Kahana, kipin al gabe kipin ava. There were arches upon arches inside the pit, and the guy took a snooze on the arches. It's a pella. The Gemara is not bothered how the guy breathed. That's why the Aruch Leneris Pshat is much more mistaber. That, I don't know, there's some kind of like air bubble here that the guy that could have somehow developed. V'rabbanan, the rabbis, why didn't the rabbis say that he took a snooze on the arches? D'shishahava, they were marble. They're too slippery to nap on. V'rameir, not possible, he didn't grab onto it and sleep a little bit. Tan Rabbanon, the rabbis taught, Maisa bebito yishal nechunya, choyfer, sichin. We have Nechunya, the digger of pits. A story happened with his daughter, Shenafla lebar hagadah, that his daughter fell into a big pit. Now Nechunya was a big tzaddik. He would dig these big pits on the road to collect rainwater so the Oilei Regalim would have what to drink. And Nebuch, his daughter, fell into the pit. Ubo v'hoidil Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. They came and they told Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, Shari Shaina, the first moment, Amalahem Shalom, he said, everything's fine. She could still come out, Rashi says. She could still live. Shnia, the second moment, Amalahem Shalom, she could still live. But when the third moment came that it would not be possible for her to survive under there, Amalahem also, she must have come out already. It's not possible that the daughter of the tzaddik would have fell into the pit that he dug. Amar Allah, And in fact, he said to her, Biti mehalacha, who brought you up? Amrali, she said to him, Zachar shal rechelim nizdamin li. A male ram happened my way, v'zakein manhigai, and an old man was leading him. To me, this is unbelievable. Who's the ram, says Rashi? The Isle of Yitzchak. Who's the Zakein? Avraham. You know, we think about the Akedah, and it's not a reality to us that it's something that helps us. But here we see in this Gemara that thousands of years later, there was a young girl in danger, and they were on the Madrega to see the reality of how the Akedas Yitzchak bailed them out of that matzav. Anyway, Amrulai, they said to Rav Chanina ben Doisa, Naviata, are you a prophet? How do you know? I don't do that for a living. It's a svara. Not possible that God would allow something that the tzaddik was oisik in, that his descendant would be nichshalin. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that Rabbi Abba said that the son of Nechunya died in thirst. Amar Rabbi Abba afal pi kein meis benoi bat sama. The son of Nechunya died in thirst. Aye, how could it be that something that the tzaddik was oisik in, his child was nechshal? So there's a difference between the daughter falling into it and the kid dying of thirst. Hashem wouldn't allow chas v'sham that in the pit itself the child would fall. But the inyan, the general inyan, look, nobody is above the din shamayim. From the pasuk usavivav nisara ma'oid in Tehillim, we learn out nisara around him storms greatly, but it's spelled with a sin, like seir melamich hakadosh baruch hu medakdik sviv kachod hasara. Hashem is medakdik with those who are close to him, like a hair's breadth. Rabbi Chanina Amar Meihach, Rabbi Chanina said from here, Kael Na'aratz. The awesome, the dreaded God, Besoid Kedoshim Rabbah, in the council of the great holy ones, V'noira al kol sevivav, awesome around all that that surround him. Okay, so this will be part one of Kuv Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Tomorrow, we're going to try for 10 sharp to finish up Kuv Chaf Aleph Amud Beis part two. Thank you very much, everybody. And after this, we have one blot to go, and that's pretty amazing. Wow. Are you excited? Okay, Baruch HaMabayim. Welcome, everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Mesachas Yevamos, the second half of Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the Halakha Mishnah. Afilu Shama Min Hanashim Oimrois Meis Ishplani Dayoi. Let's say a witness heard from women saying, Pliny died, that's enough. They had no kavanah to testify. They were just off the cuff, Mesiach lefi tumai. It's insufficient. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu shama min hatinoikas, even if you heard from kids, Omerim, hey, Arayon olchen lisprav likvarasish Pliny, we went to eulogize and bury so-and-so, bein shu miskavein, bein she'ena miskavein. Whether the person has kavana or does not have kavana, they're believed, even if they heard it from tinoikos, from little children. It doesn't matter whether you're mechavin to testify, you're not mechavin to testify. And now we're going to learn a big chiddush. Even a Gentile is believed to say that somebody passed away. Even a Gentile could say that the person died. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer. But there's still a difference between a Jew and a guy. Be Yisrael, by a Jew, afal pi shu miskaven, even if he intends to testify, we could believe him. Even though you could say, well, this is a rehearsed, prepared remark, so maybe you shouldn't believe him. No, by a Jew, we believe. If he had intention, then his edus is not valid, because maybe he specifically is lying. Fine, says the Holy Gemara. Says the Gemara, "V'dilmalay azli." I don't understand. The kids said we went to a funeral. They said we're going to the funeral. We're going to Pliny's funeral. Well, maybe they never went, because they found out that he didn't die. They found out the good news that he couldn't make it to the funeral. You know, that he couldn't make it because he didn't die yet. How can you believe children? Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Dika Amri, where they say Hareini Ba'in Milisbaid Umilikbar Isish Pliny. They said we are coming from eulogizing and burying so and so. So the Gemara asks, very nice, they said that's where they're coming from. But maybe they actually just eulogize the grasshopper. Because kids will play, some kids play fire station, some kids play space station, and some kids play funeral. And maybe there was a grasshopper that died, and they named him after Pliny, and they went to the grasshopper's funeral. They named it after the guy. So they said, it's talking about where the kid said, Rabbi Pliny was there, Rabbi Almaini was there, Kain v'chein Safdani, this is what the eulogized, Havu Hassam. These eulogizers were there. So they paint the story where this is not play funeral, this is a real funeral. It says, Gemara v'oive koi chavim im hayim miskavin. If there is a guy, by a guy, only if he's mechavin to tesva, you can't accept it. If he's not mechavin, you could accept it. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Laishanu ela sheneskavin lahater. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, this was only learnt if he had kavana to permit the woman. You know when a guy is not believed? That's not only when he intends to testify. If he intends to permit the woman to marry, but if he just intends to testify without intention for the repercussion, the edus is a good edus. Says, how do we know what his intention is? Amrav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Ba lebezdin, if he comes to court, and he says, Ish ploini mace. Rav Yosef says, if he comes to court and he says, so-and-so died, he siwas ishtai, let his wife marry, zehu, niskavin lahata. That's a situation where he intends to permit her. Meis stam, but if he just says he died and he doesn't say she should be able to get married, zehu niskavin la'idas. That's someone who's trying to testify. So, if he says permit the woman, so he's trying to matter her, we have to be suspicious. If he just says he died, so his intent is just to testify. It marnami, we also learned this way. Amar Reish Lakish, Laishanu Elash Neskavin Lahater. When do we not believe a guy if he's mechavin to permit? Avo Neskavin Lahoyed Eidu Sayedus. If his intention is to testify, we could accept it. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, a guy that intends to testify, we could accept the edus. That wasn't the story about Oishia the Great, she had Tiram that he fought in Shmoyna Mechamisha came with 85 elders. Amar Lahem, he said to them, Lo Ishanu Elashnas Gam Lahater. A guy is only not believed if his intention was to permit the woman to get married. If he's just trying to testify, you do say edus. The edus is a good edus. The chachamim did not agree with that. Chachamim said, even if he just intends to testify, you can't believe it. Well, if that's the case, then what does Rabbi Huda mean? That if his miskavin, if ein miskavin, his edus is an edus, what would ein miskavin be? If even miskavin lahaid is, the guy is not believed, so what would a case be of ein miskavin? Says Gemara, Ela masnisin diktani vayikachamim hayim miskavin edus edus, hechi mishkachas la ein miskavin. Answers b'meisiach lafi tumai, where he just agavorcha in the course of his conversation throws out agavorcha that that the person died. I once spoke about this. Stam, when I speak, let's say I give a speech somewhere. So usually something that I throw in off the cuff is the remark that someone's going to come over to me after the shiur and say, oh, that's very interesting that you said that. Like I'll throw out, you know, my daughter went to seminary. Oh, your daughter went to seminary? Well, you know, pal, I just spoke for an hour. The fact that, you know, I mentioned something is completely irrelevant. That's all you got out of it? Yeah, because people know, like, what's... Mamish, you know what's 100% the most genuine thing is the thing you happen to throw out. Anyway, I'm going to be talking about that tomorrow night. But it's a very interesting phenomenon. And it's a very important psychological lesson that if you want to know what your kids will pick up from you, it's never going to be the Dvar Torah that you say over at the table. It's the off-the-cuff remark, because they know the Dvar Torah is you're just reading the paper or just saying over. It's your reaction, the unrehearsed reaction, that's what they learn from. It's a very big limud, meseach lefi tumai. You could believe a goy, meseach lefi tumai. Anyway, kahu dehava ka'amar va'azal. What? Yeah. I'm going to bring that in also, yeah. Right. Kiahuda have a ka'amar v'azal. A guy was saying as he was going, Man ika be chivai. Is anyone from the house of chivai around? Shachav chivai. Chivai died. V'insaba Rabbi Yosef l'dabisua. And Rabbi Yosef allowed his wife to marry. Hahuda have a ka'amar v'azal. A guy was speaking and going, Vaile lefarsha zriza. Whoa to the energetic warrior in Pumbedisa, the Shachiv, that he died, Vinsava Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef let her marry. Be Tamar Rava, some say Rava allowed Lidabusu, allowed the wife to marry. Hahu Dahava Ka'amar V'azal, a guy was saying and going, Man Ika Be Chasa, is anyone in the house of Chasa? Tava Chasa, Chasa drowned. Amar of Nachman said, Olei Kim, I swear by the life, by God, Ichlu kvar l'chasa. Chasa was eaten by the whales. You got to be careful with those big fish, you know? So, the fish ate chasa. Midiburei d'Rav Nachman, from the comments from Nachman, Oza d'besu d'chasa, the wife of chasa, got married. V'loy amru la, v'loy midi. And no one said anything to her. Now, it's mashma, the situation of Chasa was mayim shein lohem soif. Amar of Ashi, shma mina, from here we see, hada amar abanan mayim shein lohem soif ishtay asura. Rav Ashi said, from here we see, that which the rabbi said, mayim shein lohem soif, the wife is asur, that's only l'charchila, hanim l'charchila avi nasav lai mafkina l'minoi. But b'diavad, she doesn't have to get divorced. Because here in this case, the case of Chasa was Mayim Shein Lahem Soif. Rava said the guy was eaten by a fish. We didn't give the wife Heter to get married, but when she got married, we let her stay. Ika da Amri, some say, Insava Rav Nachman l'dabisu. Rav Nachman l'charchila allowed the wife to get married. Why? Because Chasa was a big guy. Amar Chasa gavra rabbi, you say. Chasa was a chash of a guy. Emisa de Salik, if he would have made it out, kala islay l'milsa, it would have had a coil. So that's why, really, Mayim Shein Lahem Soif, you're not even allowed to get married. You're not allowed to get married, L'chachila. But in this case, you're allowed to get married, L'chachila, because he was a Gavra Rabba. But the Gemara says, V'lohi, Rav Nachman was not correct. Loishna Gavra Rabba, Loishna Lav Gavra Rabba, the evident L'chachila Loi. Doesn't matter if he's a Gavra Rabba, he's not a Gavra Rabba, he can't get married, L'chachila. Okay, we're going to hold it here in Kuf Chaf Alef Amud Beis. Next week, B'siyata D'Shmaya. L'machar Yiyah Ha'is Hazeh. We finish Ha'isha Basra and Masachas Yevamos. May we be Zoicha, B'siyata D'Shmaya. Okay, everyone, thanks for joining. We'll see everybody next time, next Monday night, next week, Be'ez Hashem, regular schedule. Okay? Have a good night. Thank you very much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.